What's poppin'? It's your boy Peter Jackson, and right now you are checking out We Love Hip Hop Podcast, the most smoked out.
It's your boy Stitch. We love hip hop, baby. We out here.
The We Love Hip Hop Podcast.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get it popping right now. First song of the fucking day, Young Tory, DGAF. In brackets, OTF. So we'll figure out what that means later.
OTF? Out of town fan?
Episode 82.
Season 3?
Jeez!
I'm feeling good.
2 episodes ago.
I miss how we're going today. I just want some time. I don't want your pussy today. I like sweets, so I'm smoking cookie today.
So next track I got right here, artist by the name of Tristan Maurice, Clockwork.
Oh, so this is not part of the six.
No. Shout out to Tristan Maurice.
I feel like I should.
He's representing the six sesh.
I feel good too.
Oh,
what's that?
Real Hip Hop is alive. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Living lavish, stuffed shrimp and cabbage. That's how I wanna eat on average. I carry Louis Vuitton baggage and shop like I'm childish. Shop cause I'm stylish and bread cause I'm butter like my mother Betty Crocker. Miss Walker, first name Marilyn. I wear my king, my heroin, my addiction. She my hero, man.
Oh.
There's no addiction, so I just say that she the man. Yeah, she the reason they gon' say that.
Okay.
Brother. Before you
so we
it.
Are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka No Slack Academics, aka Pass the Sticky. Ooh. And to the right of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hayhurst underscore PK.
Because
you know that's who I am. And I'm also known as Paul Bunyan or Smokey the Bear. So holla at your boy. Yo, I want to shout out my brethren, Trader Rhyme Animals, the SAR Network, you know what I'm saying? 15 years of SARS, six MCs running shit. If you don't know what it means, do your history.
SARS!
Empire, you know what I'm saying? But shout out Trey for big things with SARS.
Yeah. And
15-year anniversary.
Yeah. It's a big thing. And we are back here. It's a Thursday morning for all my people who are sitting in the office. We're over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, over here at 529 Young Street, over here at the corner of Wellesley. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If y'all want to get your booking on, get your sporting events, any type of music events, things like that, hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam underscore lounge. I don't have the phone number handy, but, you know, it's a thing where, shit, you can go out on the balcony, smoke a skliff, eat a food. Nice spot. You know what I'm saying? What do you do with while I'm there?
No, I was trying to figure out what the cup was for.
Oh, we got the makeshift ashtray for the people.
You know,
today.
When you smoke weed and you can't find an ashtray,
you know
a cup of water will do just fine.
Straight up,
we learn to improvise
hotel style.
So, before we get to any business today, and we got a few different people in the building. You know, what I mean, it's a different little format than our regular intro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
We got HH Chase in a motherfucking building today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
High Horsemen's in a motherfucking building. You know
what I'm saying? And they came bearing gifts.
Yes.
Drops off some sick hoodies.
Yeah. Where's
here's my hoodie.
Yeah, show us the hoodie.
Here's my hoodie. There's a saying on the back. Each thing is different.
High Horsemen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they want to become. Stars, we want to become the sky. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
Sick. On a whole different level.
Sick.
There you go. They say the sky's the limit.
There you go.
Right?
And we're going to be talking to we're going to be talking to H.H. Chase about, like, you know, different things of, like, his music upbringing and different things like that. And he's also the winner of the July fucking Respect the Process.
Yes. Yes, he bullied the process.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? He bullied the process.
So, for all the people who've been keeping up on Instagram and all that, you know, we've been posting different rappers head-to-head just going against each other and the Common Gang coming out to see who they want to be as the winner. And he just fucking crushed it all the way through the month. So, shout out to you. We'll definitely be getting
respect
into some
process.
Shit.
You know,
I think he had one real, real good challenge.
Mm.
The rest weren't, I'm not saying they weren't good challenges, but there was one where it was like, it was real close.
A close one.
That was Stack Millie. Was that Stack Millie Entertainment? That was round two.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning, like right in the beginning.
Though, yeah,
like one of the first
no,
ones.
That was round one. That was round
one. That's what I'm saying.
That,
you, but
that was the very first drum when I was in the whip. So.
And I think he was in the studio.
He was in the studio wearing a green bomber. Yo,
it was literally like hair. Like, literally, that could have went either war.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And who knows what would have happened if it went the other way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a motherfucking count. That's
so for that, what was his name again?
It
was Stack Millie. Stack Millie. But I think the Instagram,
Stack Millie Entertainment. Don't give up. Try again. Because, like I said, it was a hair between the two of you guys that literally split. You know what I'm saying?
Like the white boy said, you missed just by a cunt hair.
But anyways, keep that for them white boys. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, so like I said, it was close. It was really close. And
trust me,
he's here now.
Yeah, man. So you're going to be sitting in with us while we get into our top six list that we're going to be getting
definitely
into today.
Definitely. It's my pleasure.
And that's what we're doing. Let's get into the top six tracks in Toronto this week. I did the, what did I call it this one now? No Slack Academics, I think I called this video. But yeah, it was a.
You need to get off the academic.
I know, I'm going
to
leave him alone now.
Yo, pause. Get off academic.
I know,
leave
him alone.
Do it.
You know what I'm saying? You got to come with your own. You know, Media Ricky talks.
Now you're
or,
Friday.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll take my
Media Ricky's. You know Media Ricky's top six or whatever. We figure out a new name for that.
Real
new
shit.
Alias, like, you know?
But I definitely like was like on these internet streets in the Instagram blocks looking to see what the good tunes are out there. And I compiled like 10 tunes. And it wasn't even hard to get 10 tunes. There's so many tunes flowing through the six right now that I was just like, holy. 10 fucking tunes, and then we narrowed it down to 6, and now we got the top 6 tracks in Toronto. All right, so number 6 on the list, Raz Fresco.
Okay.
Cold Wave.
Okay.
Big tune.
Shout out Sose.
Yo, the beat on that tune right there is bleeding. When I say bleeding, it's like, you can hear it in the video.
Heavy bass joint.
Whoa, crazy, crazy, crazy. So shout out to Raz Fresco.
Yeah, Baker's Club.
Next on the list, though, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Who's this?
Big, big fucking tune. Casper the Neighborhood Ghost, Splash.
Oh.
Splash.
Yeah. Splash. Splash. Yeah, and you know, Freedom is a must. Him and K-Money are still dealing with what they got to deal with, but, like, still production. You know what I'm saying?
Hold your heads, guys.
Yeah, hold your heads. And yo, I like to see the fact that, like, they haven't let it hold them down. I seen previews for the video from Time, and then boom, they dropped it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got one thing to ask right now. Maybe our comment gang can help me with this.
Comment gang strong.
Hey. I see there's a page on there. It was a Casper page. Casper the Neighbor Ghost or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposedly hacked.
Yeah.
But then I see, this is where I'm seeing, like, all of the recent stuff.
Right.
Like, so if it's hacked, the hacker's doing a good job. Like,
they're it's not posting. Hacked.
Well, yeah, or no, maybe they got it back.
They got it back probably.
Maybe they got it back.
I just see like the splash was being advertised there, and there's other things being advertised on that page. What before people were saying, "Yo, this page is hacked. Go follow this page."
Yeah, I remember
you know what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I think when it was hacked, he was still home.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was saying that himself that he was dealing with the whole hacking issue. It's a thing that happens when you start getting super lit. then the hackers come for you.
Yeah, but so they must have got control back of the page is what I'm asking.
Yeah, you don't know. They've been had that. Okay. But shout out to Casper, the neighborhood.
Shout out to Casper. Shout out to K-Money. Hold your head.
Shout out to
Arcade. Hopefully you guys will be home soon.
Arcade's home. Apparently he's going to be coming with a new tune just now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, be, you know, you guys hold your heads. Get through these trials and tribulations.
For sure, for sure. But the next on our list, for the ladies. The ladies are back, okay? Bella Banks and Nana Goody pay the fee.
We love hip-hop alumni Nana Goody.
Yeah. And she was on the list last week with one of her solo tunes, right? So it's good. Like, she's spreading it around
right now.
She's running,
She's running.
Yeah. So big up to Bella Banks. Big, big fucking tune. They're lyricist, so I like to hear that.
They're bar heavy. They come and attack the beat.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's not on no bullshit.
Yeah, ladies with bars. I stress that right there. Hashtag ladies with bars. You know what I'm saying? But the next on our list, and we're getting into our top three now. Okay. Alumni again, Sheffy, Drip Harder.
Oh, the video's fire.
Yeah,
I like the visual.
Yeah.
Walk through the store.
That's
nice.
A thing. Yeah, that's nice. A thing.
Yeah,
big all up the bars Sheffy. In it.
The bars
and the cadence and all that shit. He hit it. Yeah, it was crazy. It was nuts.
He comes with the lyrics, you know.
Yeah,
even I like Black that one. The same way, but yeah.
Yeah, right from the top, from when he comes in to the beat comes in, he just goes in right away. So, you know, big up to Sheffy. I mean, big up to the whole MTM. It's a big, big fucking tune.
Facts.
Big up.
Top two now, okay? Number two is a special one. RIP to Smoke Dogg.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay. With a posthumous track. Smoke Dogg and AJ Tracy, no discussion. Big fucking tune.
This is the one where he was filming it with the Ferrari in the block on Region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showing these guys what's going on.
Video's hard.
Yeah, and AJ Tracy's here in Toronto in the video. Because, like, they're in the car with him, and they're in Region. I'm like, yo, wait a minute, he's here. I didn't even know, when did AJ Tracy even come to Toronto? Yeah, and he's big. Pause.
If you listen to the Smoke Dogg track before this one, the one that he dropped before he passed away, if you listen to him, you know he was out there, and you can see he was starting to pick up their cadence and their talk.
If you catch it in certain words, the way he's saying it and pronouncing,
and you can even hear the twang or whatever. You know, you hear that
the accent. Yeah,
accent. He picks it up certain words like true. You can hear him say. You can hear. Yeah. The English accent, like, yo, if the man would have been there a little bit longer, he would have picked it up, and then the next thing you know, he could have been doing some acting.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, yo, UK actors kill it.
The doors are open. A lot of the gritty movies, it's their movies, and they're fire.
Yeah.
Kid Out Hood, all of those, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those are the fire joints. They produce those.
For sure.
Top Boy Drizzy. Don't forget about Top Boy Drizzy.
Top Boy is a hard show.
London Drake.
I'm waiting for season 3.
It's back? It's a thing?
Listen to me. I'm waiting.
I'm waiting with you.
I'm waiting. If it comes back, I'll let you know, bro. I'll let you know.
Please. Well, shout out to Smoke Dogg, or RIP Smoke Dogg. Shout out to AJ Tracy. You know what I mean? Big, big, big fucking tune. But the number one. We have the number one now.
There we go.
Okay, let me see if I can find some fucking...
Some type of drum roll or some type of something. That's what he has to say about that. well. That's what he has to say about that.
That's the drum roll changes every week. But the number one track in Toronto this week, Gustavo Guapa featuring J-Dog, More Elastics. Big tune. And his let me show you something. These tracks are all selected by the people. So when I'm there going through the list, I start seeing comments come through. Yo, More Elastics, More Elastics. I'm like, hey, the people have spoken. Yeah. So shout out to Gustavo Guapa. I fucked up your name on the commentary video. I kept on saying Guapo, Guapo, Guapo. And I'm editing this shit. I'm like, you know what? Oh, I can't go back and do this. So shout out to fucking Gustavo Guapa and J-Dog. Big, big fucking tune. So that's the top six tracks.
And these are picked by the people. So we compile the list, or Friday compiles the list, and the people vote on it. So guys, continue to vote and put these people in the place where you think they should be with the songs.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Give them their just dues.
Yes, sir.
It costs you nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. Absolutely nothing out of your pocket to like, repost, or show somebody love for something you think is good.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. Negative comments are okay, but they're not necessary. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Unless it's criticism. Yeah. Constructive criticism is always welcome, I would assume, with artists. That's but different. Don't be disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Man, them are putting their feelings in, not their, well, I'm not saying their feelings, but yeah, even their feelings. The man, them are putting this out for something to come back, you know what I'm saying? So don't disrespect. Just take it in for what it is. Even if you don't like it, move on to the next. Exactly. Don't need to disrespect. You know what
exactly.
I'm
so, shout out to all the people who made the list. And, you know, Toronto keeps on coming with coming strong with the music. Comment gang strong as usual. But let's get to some other forms of business here because we're smoking a lot of fucking weed.
Yes. Well, yeah. We the smoked out podcast. World's most smoked out, brother. We smoke.
Hey. Let's see what going on here.
Hey. What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Well, that little container
I don't
over
got
there.
My Meditin. I don't got my Sea Vault or whatever. I got this other container here, but I have some Bubba Kush.
Jeez.
It's a Bubba Kush. Nothing too spectacular. You know, it's a Bubba Kush.
Look at that. Look at
that's
that.
All I'm working with today.
Yeah, I'm not really
today's a, with today's a, today's a just a one of those, you
it's
know.
It's a light day. You know what I'm saying?
It's one what of those this? Light days in the world of smoking.
This is this
sun. Venture was closed. I couldn't get nothing to fire. But we'll have that different for next week. Don't worry.
Sure. It's not like we have a lack of fucking blunts fucking rolling around
you
the table.
Me?
But
you get me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
It's only right.
Shout out Success.
That's yes. What, speaking of weeds.
Okay, yeah. But, okay, there was one place there. I think it's called Peter's Reserve.
Yes.
They had the meat breath.
Mm.
If you don't know about meat breath, familiar yourself with meat breath. Okay?
Yes.
No, that strain's crazy.
If you don't know about meat breaths or the breath strains in general, familiarize yourself.
Peanut butter breath is crazy too.
They had it too. That's what they had. They had peanut butter breath and they had meat breath.
Mm.
The meat breath was on a little bit more of a higher level.
Yeah.
Peanut butter breath is still fire, don't get me wrong. But that meat breath, trust me, that
was it for you.
That's the one.
Yeah,
like that's right. The one. So if you can get your hands on some of that, shout out Peter Reserves. I hope I'm saying their name right.
No, that's right.
Fire. Okay. Yeah. Shout out Trap House Connections. They have
those
fire
are
too.
People there. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. And the candy.
Candy
with a K. Candy with a Q.
Yeah, candy.ca. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to them too. Their candies were fire also. But once again, that meat breath. Thug Pug. Thank you.
yeah, and that was a dope event. You know what I mean? There was a lot of fucking wicked performances. There was a performance there by...
Yeah, Minty. Shout out Minty.
Minty Burns. Billy Burns performed as well. Tristan Maurice did a fucking crazy show in there. Man Like Simbo came down from, I think it was... where E-40 and the man come from?
Atlanta? No, Oakland.
Oakland.
The Bay Area.
The Bay Area. He came out from the Bay Area.
You know what I'm saying? Dumb. Yo, E-40, for shiz of money, what's upper, man? Yo, that nigga right there. Yo, listen to me. He has a dictionary.
Let's not get sidetracked.
I know. That's it. That's all I got to say.
It was a crazy fucking event, right? Uh-huh. Shout out to Success. Shout out to Crooks Genetics.
Yes.
Or Crooks County Genetics. Yes. They put down a fucking dope event. And there's going to be more of those coming through.
And there was comedians also.
Yeah, Sam, I don't want to fuck up his last name, Dion Nololo or some shit
there
like
was,
that.
There's comedians there. Then there was a guy who was swallowing swords. And
oh, the clown guy.
The clown, yeah.
I don't know if he was as much of a special feature as just the regular Kensington Market clown.
Hey, the man seen an opportunity. The man seen an opportunity to bust.
Because he'd be out there.
The man seen an opportunity to bust.
He said, yeah.
He said, yeah,
I'm there.
The man said, I'm there. There's weed. There's people. I like weed heads.
Yeah.
The man went and he did a little set.
I think he just rolled in. Like, I don't think he was pre-booked or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Even better, spontaneous.
It worked out.
I'd be in Kensington and I was like, I swear the next day I was rolling through and I was like, oh, there you are again. Like, nigga, you always around.
Hey, the man's busker and he's making his money.
But he came to the wrong place if he wanted to change. But there's a quick news thing I want to bring up before we get into our, because, you know, HH Chase, he bought some bars with him. So we're going to get into some bars. But before we get into some bars, I want to get into some quick beef.
Beef?
Yes.
Beef? Stir-fried? Beef and broccoli? Wagwan.
You know what? Now that you say so, Killy Beef.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like a beef and broccoli type of thing.
You know what?
Yo.
At first, remember I said that was a soft beef when we first brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
My quotes was...
Shout out to you, Killy.
That's a soft beef.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That was my quotes. That was a soft beef.
He might have heard
you. And then, hey, whatever. If he did, respect. Shout out. You know, it wasn't a diss. I didn't mean it as a diss because when I figured they were beefing over and like, and who he's beefing with?
Yeah.
Lil Xan or Diego, whatever he wants to call himself. So, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he came to Toronto and he did some waist man movements because the man was performing on stage, not during his set or, you know, the beginning of the set. No, he waited till at the end of his set and wanted to do something like, oh, fuck Killian, ran off the stage, yep, waist man thing.
Oh, then I've seen that.
Then he wants like to talk about, oh, yo, I'll be back to Toronto. Yeah, he
But seen here, Wando, he canceled his Toronto show that he was supposed to do here.
I was about to mention that.
Right?
I was about to mention that. He canceled his show. And then, lo and behold, now, the gods make the man then buck in Montreal.
The thing is, he has the Montreal show, okay? Montreal, I'm there all the time.
Yeah.
It only takes you 5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
If you know mans are performing over there.
Forward. Yeah, he's forward.
Yo. Load up the whip, bro, or load up the fucking SUV. Let's go down.
You know
the
what
man I pulled up and he said,
"You know that's what I love about the clip."
You don't remember me?
Yeah, that's what I love about the clip. That's
you don't remember me.
You don't remember me? Yo, that's what I love about that clip.
The
that's
man classic. Did he say no at first?
At first, he probably was like, he probably acted like he did.
What do you
he knew.
Okay, like? Okay, I don't want to.
He just didn't think he was gonna get
hold
checked
on.
Like that.
Hold on, let's slow it down a bit. Let's slow it down a bit, okay? Because I don't want to encourage beef, but I know if I'm in that position, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck do you mean you don't remember me?
Yo, but you see, the way Killy dealt with it was proper still, because the man, you know, he has to remember, he has to rep Toronto. He's repping Toronto.
Yo, I'd be cheesed if the of man course. Said no to me. Like, what?
You don't see someone, I see, if you watch the video, you see a man position himself. As the man says, yo, you remember me?
Yeah.
If you watch the video, you see a man position himself.
He gets one before he goes
you
in.
You see a next man positions himself. If you really pay attention to the video, a next man positions himself when he's like, yo, when he's talking to him in the... His security guards are in between them.
Yeah.
And there's a man, he positions himself right by the door. And as the man gets closer to him, I don't know if he gives him a punch or a box open hand slap or slap, yo, and then he dips inside. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, somebody hit me.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then they push him inside. And then if you listen more, you hear somebody screaming, like, let me go. Like he wants to go outside.
Really, eh?
Yeah, like you have to listen to
So Xan wanted smoke.
I don't know if he was Xan, but he's like, I don't know if he's yelling because somebody hit him or he wanted to go, let me go. I want to go outside and fight with man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. The thing is, right? So, did you guys see the guy who ran by? Did you see it?
No.
Did you see the video?
Ran by.
What, the Killy video?
You saw that video, right?
I seen the video, yeah.
So, the guy who stuffed him in the back of head, in the head, did you see him at all?
I seen, like, just a bat, and then I heard the shit, and then he started to go out.
Nobody
like,
has out when he went inside. In but question? Like, yo, I'm
I don't know.
Right
I just
now.
Knew he got hit. The video showed he got hit. I didn't see who the fuck hit the nigga.
That's what I'm saying. I'm watching the video, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I hear him say, yo, somebody hit me in the back of the head, but I'm like... I rewound. I'm like, is the guy moving that fast? That he just was like a blur of fucking light.
Yo, I'm going to see if I can get the video. I'm going to show you the guy I'm talking about. The man positions himself in the right spot to give the defos and dip. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's been taken. I don't have the video here on my page. I'm going to find it for you, though.
Well,
but yo, the man, I'm telling you, as Killy walks up to my unit and says, yo, you remember me? And then you look at the video, someone pans, like the person to the cameraman is like this, whatever. This guy, he just positions himself. You see a guy just shift himself. Boom. And then as they get closer to him, the man takes his opportunity, claps him with a defos, pow, and cuts through the door. You understand? It was so quick, you can't even see the guy defos him. You'd have to...
I'd have to slow-mo that shit.
It's the guy I think it is. It's like, it's just the way that... It's because the way the man positions himself is why I'm saying it. It's possibly him.
Well, shout out to you, Killy. Not for... beef or anything, but just, you know, never forget. Forget. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you could pop, you pop shit at the lip, but motherfuckers might not forget that shit.
I found the video. So watch. Hold on. Wait, look over here, this back corner. Okay? This guy positions himself by the door. Right there.
On the white
hoodie. That man positions himself by the door.
Woo! The man slick with it.
Yo, the man with... He has a hoodie on, too.
The man
positions himself. Who the fuck hit him? They don't even... That's how wicked the man positioned himself. They don't even know who hit him.
He came and he just curled around
yo,
and just waited.
Yo, the man positioned
waited.
Himself. Yo, the man's lucky he didn't want to clap him. Because he could have clapped him and left him there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the man who... Yo, this guy knows what he's doing, the way he positioned himself.
Well, you know what? Shout out to you, Killy. We need you,
you
on the
world. You talking about?
We need you on the world's most smoked out podcast. Okay. So let's get into these bars.
Okay, yeah.
You catch it now, right? You catch the
rave. Right, all right?
Yeah. Holy.
All right, let's get off Achilles. Okay.
That's wild.
Let's get to these bars.
Hold on, listen now. Wait when they go inside. Listen, hold on. You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Let me go.
Anyhow.
Yeah, but
let's get to these bars.
So it's still a stir fry.
Mm. So we got HH chasing the motherfucker.
Yes, building. High Horseman.
Yes, sir.
Winner of the fucking of the Respect the Process Challenge. Okay.
For which month?
July. So before we get to this, we got to get to these bars. Okay. The beat that you selected is by Chirac. So let's see what'll go on here.
You know the ding. Yes. It's one of the dogs.
Chirac's running another.
I'm like a brick in the drought, that means I'm worth double. Part of my drip, you might have stepped in the puddle. I fought niggas, bitches, and I lay down and I cut them. They tell me they secrets, I listen and I don't judge them. I see them in public, I wink, I keep my shit subtle. Say what you want, there ain't no rules in the jungle. Goddamn, I'm the fucking man, El Capitan. Need 100 bands and that's just the event. High Horseman, that's the house I represent. And I'm coming from the west of Eglinton. Yeah, I'm cold, nigga, you ain't no nigga. Watch me switch the fucking flows, nigga. I'm a pro, nigga, this here Toronto. Nigga, done, no, nigga, yeah. Freak, bitch, log, nigga. On road, nigga, here we go, nigga. I did that one more time. Simply, I do my thing, I'm fine. Jewelry on my neck, you see me, bitch, I shine. I don't give a fuck, cause now I know that this is just my time. Hey, I'm moving with the crazy shit. This is off my dome, this ain't no lazy shit. Yeah. Hit that fucker with the head. Everybody looking like I just been crazy. Oh,
I mean, that's just a little bit right there.
Hey, HHJ in the motherfucking
yes,
building.
Yes, worse, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hold it. Where's my fucking sound effect?
More fire.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound effects to Rhett.
You know what I'm saying? This is becoming a trend on the We Love Hip Hop podcast, eh? I'm starting to notice we got a lot of fucking bars that have been popping up. And I'm liking it.
I'm like a brick in the drought. You know what that means I need double.
What's your memorization process? How do you memorize?
Honestly, I hear the beat, I put my headphones on, and I just repeat the motherfucker for hours.
Okay.
And I just put my head down. My homies now I just zone out. You know what I'm saying? Just headphones on, head down, and I just.
They just go into it.
Dang, it just the motherfucker just develops. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure. Yeah. And like, when did you start making music?
I started doing it like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when I just started getting into it, like, I would just smoke with my homie. You know what I mean? Jewels was spotting Big Doc. You know what I mean? I would smoke with him just in his basement. Just, you know what I mean? High school kids just.
Yeah,
you know
violent.
We put on that fucking Southern Smoke that had all the instrumentals on it, you know, the joint, you know what I mean? Yeah. Off of that piff or whatever. And we would just rap, you know what I mean? And one time he was just like, yo, dog, like, I don't really want to do it. You do it. Like, I want to hear you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're nice with it. And then from there, I was like, all right, that's kind of cool, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Kind of knew that I could do it at that point.
Yeah, like carried the torch and then, for the
yeah,
rest of the
for a little bit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I started taking a little bit more serious after that. I made a little mixtape. It didn't go nowhere. I didn't push it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I did that for like a year and then I was broke and I was like, yo, I need some money. I can't do this. Like, you know what I mean? I dropped it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Earlier this year now, my homie fucking HH Rux, shout out to my big dog right now, he's in yard big up himself. Yeah, you know I mean smoke a tick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big. But yeah, for his birthday he hit me and he's like, yo, I want you to get me something for my birthday.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, get you something for your birthday. Like, niggas don't do that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to go to the club with pops and drinks. I'm not getting nothing for your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is it? You know what I mean? The man said, yo, I want you to give this music thing one last try.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, fuck. Let's do it then. You know what I mean? All in. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But he believed in me enough to say, yo, that's what I want for you to do.
Yeah,
and we dropped. We did that was in February. So now I just dropped War Ready. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And that was the little bit of traction right there. When, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that track has like a mix of like singing and rapping. It's like it's like a very like I couldn't decide at first if it was R&B or hip hop, but then I started listening to like the lyrics and I'm like, okay, this is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But like
how it's delivered, it's very R&B ish. It's very melodic.
Yeah. So do you like have a singing? Do you have a singing background?
I don't. I started doing that and like now.
Okay. Added to the song.
I was doing it before, like the 5 years ago thing. Like, yeah. I was doing it then. But I was doing it as references because I wanted actual singers to do it. Mm. But then when I would play the songs for people, they'd be like, "Yo, you actually sound good though." Like,
do it yourself.
Do it yourself. And I'm like, "Well, I'm not a singer, but now that I'm doing it this time, I learned nothing. Right. So I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it's coming off clean.
Makes sense.
It's coming off clean. No, it's dope. It's dope. Dope. And even with like this whole music thing, like you said, you stopped for like 5 years. What do you think is like one of the hardest parts of making music? Like, what made you stop?
Money, man.
Hey, man said to get his paper right.
Money, bro. I was like, yo, I can't focus on that right now. Like, I'm not the guy that, like, I can't make music when I'm broke.
Mm. You don't even feel inspired.
I get depressed. I get depressed. I get into a whole little, you know what I mean? I don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I start getting a little bit of sauce in my pocket now, it's like, hey, I'm feeling myself again. Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you get that. My personality comes out because now I'm comfortable.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm not comfortable, I can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I could definitely relate to that. Yeah. Like, okay. You see how you were doing the freestyle here before. Not freestyle, but the bars and stuff, right? I watch sometimes when I see certain like shows like Sway in the Morning, different things like that, and then sometimes guys are using their phone. Me personally, I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? What's your policy on people rapping off of the phone?
Don't do it. My niggas don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. Me personally, I don't really give a fuck. But I actually kind of prefer that they do it. So when I don't do it, it makes me even more. You know what I mean? King. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you do it off your phone. Like, whatever. That's cool.
Right.
Anyone could really do it off their phone, but it's that memorizing. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you're doing it off your phone, it sounds like you're reading it when you're spitting the shit. Gotcha. When you have it memorized, you have your whole attitude. You have your whole sauce in that.
Yeah.
Your flavor. Everything you're doing. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I realize that shit.
Okay, you know what I
mean? If they want to be bland, that's fine.
Yeah.
But this is a sauced up thing. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
High Horseman.
Yes, sir.
Where y'all get that name?
It just dawned on me, man. It was one of those things, like, I always knew, like all my niggas, man, like, we all grew up a certain way, like, you know what I mean? Everybody's kind of been, I'm not going to say, like, posh or uppity, but everybody knows themselves. Like, everybody, yo, you're a galaxy. Like, mans knew who they were at a very young age, and we knew that we're supposed to be on that. Bigger thing that when we're on. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of thought of it, made sense. Yeah, like, yeah, we on some high horses.
So how many members in the High Horsemen?
Yeah.
We got a nice team.
Well, you have to be specific.
We got a nice team. Yeah.
It's a nice size group.
There's more
than you as rap or your.
No, as for the music.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm asking for is music. I'm not asking for is your click size or whatever. I'm asking like music wise.
Yeah.
How big is the High Horsemen as a music group?
Music wise, I'm the spearhead.
Okay.
I'm the spearhead. You know what I mean? Right. I got a young buck right now on some bully shit right now.
Mm,
he's coming up. He has a nice little sound to him. You know what I mean? If he keeps pushing the way he's pushing, he'll definitely, you know what I mean? But I'm going to do it like how y'all niggas do it. Because I'm going to make him do the respect the process.
Okay.
So now let's see. If you hit, you got to hit that pinnacle. You got to be a high horseman. You got to be on your shit.
Let's get it.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
The skills that's involved too, right? Like, because
facts.
If people don't like this shit, they'll let you know.
Exactly.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? The comic gang.
So you can't tell me I'm not pushing you. You know what I mean?
What he's doing is putting you to the people.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting you to the committee of the people to deal with you and
give
their ranking. Everything's calculated, you know? Man.
Trial by fire.
Trial by fire. Exactly. Thumbs up or a thumbs down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's good, actually.
Yeah.
Run through the rounds.
And even with, like, your projects and stuff like that. Actually, before I ask about a project, all right?
Yeah.
you guys have a lot of fucking support, man. Like, your block loves you, fam. Because, yo
from shout out to man, the comment gang.
Comment gang. Strong when this motherfucker comes out, bro.
Let's get it.
I see people jumping in twice. I'm like, yo.
Hey, they're throwing support.
How did you gain that much support? Like what is it?
Being myself, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
I fuck with everybody on a personal thing. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you on our shit. Like, that has nothing to do with me and you. You know what I'm saying? I put everybody on their own thing. Like, it is what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Like, it is what it is with me. I mean, people generally like positive energy, and that's what that is. You get what I'm saying?
It's
not a problem. I don't have problems with nobody. There's nobody that can hit the comment section and be like, yo, him. I don't have that problem.
No, I didn't see one.
I don't have that problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blessing still.
Yeah, the comment, if they don't like you or they got something to say about you, they'll definitely say it.
They'll let you know. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Project now. What's going on with the project?
Where right
we
now?
We get to hear more HH Chase in a one package.
Yeah. I'm working on that right now. Right now, I got this producer I'm working with, Hunter Beats.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was working with Windows at one point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not sure if they're still
Six
working.
Six List but Alumni.
Yeah. He was working
Windows
with
Windows
98? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was working with
that
him.
That guy's a trip.
You know what I mean? So I'm working with the producer now, Hunter Beats.
Okay.
Crazy. Got some shit crazy. And this is why I did this shit. Like, I know it might be a little bit off, but this is why I did this shit.
Mm.
Like, War Ready, like we said, it was like a very melodic, very, like, you know what I mean? More song type of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if everybody really wants that. So that's why I jumped into the bars, to let you know, like, it's not all. I could sing and take your ting, or I could, you know what I mean, break down your face in some bars.
Yeah,
Either way, you get it, it's what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? And that was my whole shit, to show the versatility of this shit. So with this guy now, we got some crazy like trap R&B type. Yo, it's shout out to Hunter Beats, man.
Sick.
Shout out to Hunter Beats. So we got a project off of the beats he's making. We're gonna make a project off of that joint. I don't know if you check the page, you seen I just put up a little behind the scenes clip of when I was shooting a video.
Okay.
I got a joint called Echelon on the way right now. You know what I mean? Brown guy shot that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Brown guy made it.
You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Brown guy's a solid motherfucker, man. Okay.
Hearing the name pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
That's coming out. That's crazy. I'm about to release another single called Louie Lover. That's for the shorties. That one's bad. That one's bad. I might just give you a little. I'll send it to you right now. I'll give you a little
early preview, yo.
Jump in, because this is the platform.
Let's
get it straight. Like, this is the platform. Well, you know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that, man. Trust me, man. So, let's say about 6 months from now, we get a full project?
Yeah, definitely. I like that because that lets me know that he wants it.
No,
you get what I'm saying?
Music, and I want to hear more.
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
They're coming in just now, soon time. Yeah. Or we don't have a date exactly, but it's coming. You know.
I just love to see production, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
Trust me. Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break. All right. I want to get your social medias and everything, and let the people know where to find all your music and all that as well. So yeah, let the people know.
Okay, you can follow me at HH Chase. Chase with the C, I mean, Chace. That's the Instagram, that's the Facebook, that's pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can find my joints on YouTube, SoundCloud, same thing.
Okay.
HH Chase, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Keeping it real strict so you know who I am.
Yeah.
I will be recognized. You know what I mean?
And we'll definitely have to be doing like a follow up interview once you fucking all the banger just flooding the scene.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah. Like I said, I'm gonna let you guys hear a few joints then.
Looking forward to
seeing the young boy come into the respect the process.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh,
Trust me.
Yeah. Right now he has a nasty joint right now. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? But he has a nasty joint right now. Like, it made me proud. I was like, yeah.
So what's his name at least? Give us his name.
Can't do that.
Little Can't cut. Even give us his name?
Little Cuz.
Can't even give us the name?
Little Cuz.
Alright, Little Cuz. Alright. We're looking forward to see Little Cuz step into the arena.
Artist in development.
Yes, sir. We're starting the empire.
Dope. HH chasing the motherfucking building.
High horseman.
We're gonna take a quick break. Bless y'all with a tune here. Now we have, let me see now, because I be fucking up the names regular. Shout out to you, Sav. S-H-E-G, or Savage G. Is that what it would go?
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
Where are you looking? I can't even know where you're looking.
Right there. S-H-V-G. Savage?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Jeez! I landed
it. Got it?
Tippy on the landing, but got it. Yeah. Madness.
You got the landing gear down just in time.
Let's see what go on here with the madness. Where's my sound effect there? So yeah, savage.
All right.
Madness.
Aja, I'm a rock star. You don't really want no problems.
World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
I ain't really into politics. Lifestyle, that's a flash shit. I ain't really into politics. See the money, I want all of it. They want my style like it's free. They want my style like it's free.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, so we are back, and we have our guests in the motherfucking building right now.
Yes, we do.
Now, I want to say that this dude has been around for a minute, putting in some fucking real work and real business in the hip-hop game. You know what I'm saying? He's popular to a lot of fucking people, especially across Canada. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker tours, and this is the difference between a lot of artists that we see that are bubbling in this whole new Toronto scene. There's a lot of people who are doing their thing on YouTube, but are they really getting out to the people? You know what I'm saying? And hitting the different cities. And this artist right here exemplifies that to the fucking
Not
max.
Not only Appreciate touring with the people he's working with when he's touring.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The hip hop people he deals with in general.
Yeah.
Caliber artist.
Yeah. Always on a high level. So with no further ado, we got Peter Jackson in a motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying?
Sir. Respect.
And even speaking of like the high caliber artists and different things like that, right? You got collabs like with YG, Tory Lanez, Waka Flocka, and more, right? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one?
SZA, Kalonji, probably for sure.
Just
based off the fact, and I mean, I get asked that a lot, but based off the fact of like the relationship that we actually have,
yeah,
like it's nuts. And like my experience when I went to Jamaica, and it's crazy. I think I've told this story to like Specs and like Sean, I don't know, to Ching Ching and Sean Paul. I think I told them about it because they asked me how me and SZA got so tight.
Right.
And now I can speak about this because it's been so long.
Yeah.
So somebody hooked me up to get SZA on my Miss Right record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell the whole story too. This is crazy.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, go for it.
So somebody hooked me up with SZA to do that record. So I paid from here, from Toronto, to do the record. I got the record back. I got a much fact for that record,
mm-hmm.
and it was on radio.
Nice.
So when I got the much fact, my manager hit up SZA's people that we found.
Okay.
SZA's people were like, yo, call us. So we called them right away, and they were like, that's not SZA. And we were like, what? And bro, mind you, this record is playing all across the city at this point. And nobody knows this.
Right.
On like the radio stations, the DJs are playing it, whatever.
Everyone's running.
Everybody's playing the record.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not SZA. And we're like, bro, like it's listen to the record. He goes, No. It sounds like SZA, but he wouldn't say a woman tastes sweet.
X, Y, and Z, yeah.
No, those exact words. He would not say she tastes sweet. Mm. We wouldn't do it. That's not him.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, like, I'm like 18 years old, bro. I'm like, my life's over. Like, yeah, I'm thinking, people are gonna think I'm some white boy that bought a verse from this guy and I was just playing and whatever. So I'm like, yo, listen, like, I just got a $25,000 grant for this record. Like, what am I gonna do?
Mm.
And they were like, come down to Jamaica, come to Kingston, meet Sizzla, explain what happened, and let's get this record redone.
Right.
Wow. I was like, what? They didn't ask me for no bread. They didn't ask me for nothing. I was like, amazing. So me, my manager, and two guys went down to Kingston,
mm-hmm.
and I waited in Judgment Yard at one of his houses that had been burned down,
okay.
that they all hung out at, and I met him. We vibed. He took me right to King Jammies. We re-recorded, and we shot the video the next day, wow. and nobody knew. And still, wow. to this day, nobody knows. Like, I've told a few people I'm, like, the one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
now, at this point, like, Much Facts gone. That's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, shout-outs to the president of Bell Media. I spoke to him today. But, I mean, that's not really, like, I did what I was supposed to do. I actually don't mean this in, like, a really bad way. But, like, bro, I was so...
I feel my obligations.
Good, yeah, man. No, but I was terrified at the time. Mm. Like, I was super terrified. And, like, the way it just worked out. And, like... He respected me because I still came.
Right.
Because they were like, yo, where'd you get this? And I was like, yo, it's not really about that. Like, because the guy that I got it from didn't do it. He didn't even know. He still doesn't know. Now right. he knows. Like, he didn't know he did this.
Breaking news.
Like, no, really, though. They just didn't know.
Yeah. And,
that's crazy, the fact that you...
Bro, the record still plays.
Yeah.
People still play that version. And they just think there's two different versions.
Wow. And they're both Sizzla, basically.
No, well, one
one's not.
And one
is. One was an imposter from Baltimore. Who wow. did the dub?
So the man
and I brought dub. It to Sizzla, and like we cracked the whole thing. We figured it out. Yeah, it was crazy. But the guy who sold that set it up for me didn't know this, and still doesn't know this.
He knows now.
Like they have dubs from Sizzla right okay. now wow, that they probably use.
Wow,
it that's... wasn't his fault though. I'm not like
no, you're not.
I never even brought anything. Him into it. You're I never brought his name up anything. Once. It just I wouldn't
to work out that.
Yeah, way. Nah, he's been good to me since then. Like yeah. real good. We still do business, but. You know, it was just super scary at first. And, yeah. like, he took me to King Jammies, and we recorded that. Then he put me on a record that was on an album called Scriptures, I think.
Okay.
And Scriptures came out, and I was on that record, too. And then after that, it was like, I started supporting, like, we sent, me and Eyes from Parma Media sent 20, sent, like, 20 computers down to like a community college and
dope.
I do a lot of work with him and stuff and I go nice. I went and met his mother and stuff the last time on his birthday and so we're super close but that like I know it was a simple question that you asked but like that's why I really like him like just the experience and how real it was like yo I put that man in a kind of awkward position and like I was at his house for 2 hours without him with like 40 people and like trying to explain the story to these guys of like why I was there and like what happened and like yeah. yo I just need to make this right because, like, my career will be over.
Yeah.
Like, that's how
yeah.
I felt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's dope, because like, even at the end, like, the simple fact that you and your two virgins, or was it you and your two virgins, said, right, flew out
me,
there.
My manager, the video director, and, like, the assistant.
So you and a small group of people basically just flew out there on the strength that, yo, this is going to give you this. Dude,
we didn't know what he was going to yeah, do at
you
first.
You didn't know at first, but it was a misunderstanding, but that was, and you want to clear up this understanding, so you guys yeah, flew out there.
I needed
for,
to, bro.
For that simple fact, he gave, you know in his heart he must for have like, gave you ratings for that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ate breakfast with
like yeah, yeah, I'm going to show up and then don't show up for...
No, they would have ate it and never said nothing to nobody. They would have gave back the grant.
You
they
know what I'm saying?
Bro, at that point, I had got like one or two Much Facts. And like at that point, like you, if you didn't get a Much Fact, your kids weren't shooting videos for $1,500.
No.
They were good.
No,
now kids are shooting videos that are good for $500, but like there was a time where you needed that 25 plus 20
plus 25,000.
I never did that. Yeah, 25,000. But yeah. I never did like crazy. Like we spent like big budgets, but I never like you know Carl Wolf shot $80,000 videos.
Wow,
we didn't shoot like, no $80,000 videos.
Yeah,
but I shot $40,000 videos with the help of Much Fact and stuff. So I never wanted to mess that up. Like I was really like when I say terrified, I mean that.
Yeah, I thought
I was really, you know, messing my thing up. And he was just the we ate breakfast, just the two of us. And like 40 people would be like, yo, like upset about it. But he was on some like really giving me game at that point because I'd given him something that like I think these guys were taking mad bread out of his mouth and they figured it out.
Yeah. And what was a piece of game that and you were 18 around this time, right?
I was exactly 18. Yeah.
So. Meeting Sizzla around this time, and at this time Sizzla was already an accomplished artist doing a whole bunch of shit, right? What was a piece of game man. that he was might have passed on to you around that time that you took with you?
The guy who named Sizzla and named like I don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure he named Buju Banton and Bounty Killer and like a bunch of other people's names, Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
So we were out in front of King Jammies and he asked me, he's like, why do you do this? Like, what's like, you're not gonna win if you don't have a purpose.
Right.
Like, you really gotta be doing this for a reason. I was like, I wanna be the reason, like, I wanna be the reason everybody around me eats, like the reason my family eats. I wanna help. I like doing charity shit. Like, I told them, like, I wanna, you know, sports teams, whatever. Like, I told them basically to help other people.
Right.
And they were like, we went in depth about it, but he showed me that I needed a purpose. And like, I was super young at that time. Like, I just started cracking with the business stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, they showed me what I needed to do.
And what made you start rapping in the first place?
It was, honestly, like, Immobility by Raekwon. When I would, like, play his album when I was young, I would, like, rap over the breaks. There's, like, 30-second breaks and 45-second beat breaks.
Yeah.
But I just, it was the only thing I was good at. It was the only thing I was ambitious about. At all. And I was, like, really, it just, I sound good. I know I'm a good rapper, but, like, you know, the business is first and foremost with this stuff. Yeah. At any, it was back then, too, but I just really enjoyed it, and I really love it. Like, I really work, like, 23 and a half hours a day to get 30 minutes on stage.
Yeah.
You do put a lot of work in, though.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've seen a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 23 hours a day to put 30 minutes on stage.
That's the title.
23 and a half
hours a day to put 30 minutes in on stage.
That's the title, sorry.
I'm sitting over here just outing all these.
That's the title for this episode.
Mm.
Named the episode.
Like with Immobility, right? That's Raekwon's third album. That's the second album.
Second, I think. I believe. Right? But it was
why
the first one.
Why Immobility and not Only Built for Cuban Links?
No, I'm just saying. Honestly, that's just. I just remember that was the record. And it's like number 9 on that album. I had like speakers in my room and I would like rap like it was a microphone. And then my sister bought me studio time when I was 16 and I recorded where Sum 41 was recording their first record.
Okay.
So I thought I was on. Like, I'm from Ajax. They're from Ajax. Yeah, that's it. My sister fucked with them. I'm good. Like, I thought at 16 I had it. So, and like they were around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was really like it for me to start. And then I was like pushing CDs when I was 16.
What was the first time where you started seeing traction?
The first show I ever did was in Peterborough, and I bussed like about 400 people from Ajax to Peterborough. So that was like the first time I noticed it was a business.
Right.
But like actual traction touring, like actual monetary change touring.
What was the first tour?
Never Say Never tour with Classified, Joe Button, D12, and Royce da 5'9".
Wow.
Joey was my boy too. He don't like me.
No?
Nah, Joey don't like me.
Tell me a Joe Button story.
I can't.
Just keep that quiet.
Me and Dame's tour with him. Joe Button was my favorite rapper. Joe don't like me though.
You know
why not?
Those guys, you gotta understand. Some of these guys in the industry have known me since I was like 17 selling tours and really cracking tours off, and it was me, but I was the rapper, but I was a kid, and so you're growing up with me.
Yeah.
Like the Locks, like Sheik and those guys have been through. I'm the only person that's ever brought those guys here. Jada came now with Frontline.
Yeah,
and there is people that have run the shows when I brought them.
Right.
And like that Jada show and Fab show is crazy. That's like the best hip hop show you could do right now.
Yeah.
Just shout out to Chairman for that, because that's
On My Grind track.
Yeah, we had like a bunch. We had like a New York freestyle.
Yeah.
Those guys, Sheik was the first person who called me when my daughter was born. Like those guys are like Sheik's a friend. So like when I was saying like these guys watched me grow up. Like Joe Button and them had to deal with me when I was 17-year-old Peter Jackson. Like we didn't give a fuck about who we were on tour with. Like
you're just doing.
We were just learning as we were going. Like I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So you know those guys have had to grow up with us. That. Nah, wow. But so I mean, like, you know, he's like, fuck, you know,
Got
me blocked on Twitter. Like, I know he's got me blocked on Twitter.
He's got you in the block squad?
Yeah, I know he's got me blocked on Twitter, but it's not.
Still likes you.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like me. No, I know he doesn't like me. If my other DJ, like my best friend Dames Nellis from Virgin Radio,
yeah,
he was my first DJ, so he liked Dames. He don't like me.
Okay.
You like okay. Dave's, you don't like
me. Hey, whatever. It's, hey, it's, I don't it's care. Whatever. It's a
bit I'm not booking Joe Button at this
exactly,
point. In his
exactly.
Life.
Yeah, and man, I'm not, he retired.
We
anyway.
we had a dope record together and shit. He was my favorite rapper when I was young, bro.
Yeah.
And then I met him and he's not my favorite rapper.
Sometimes they say you don't want to meet your heroes. Other than yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it means. Sometimes the people that you know you look up to or whatever.
You don't want to meet them.
You don't want to meet them because their attitude corrupts what you had thought of them.
Exactly. Bro, I would every spliff.
Now, even with like all these memories that you have from like now to the early 2000s, what's your favorite memory that you have from those times, or from the early 2000s times specifically?
Like my favorite what? Like
just memories, like your favorite memory.
Like
you're like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
Probably Jadakiss tour.
Okay.
Like the first solo, the first time we brought him, because it was so much work, and it was a big transition for me at that time. Like. Me and my manager had just split, who was like actually the booking agent that I learned everything from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So like when we split, it was like right at the time I was running the Jadakiss tour on my own.
Right.
And that's when I got with my new manager and partner now.
Okay.
Because she stepped in to just pretty much save me and save the tour. But like he was my favorite rapper growing up. So, you know, being able to tour with him and shit was super dope. And,
yeah.
You know, just for me, just being able to take care of like home and like actually wake up and do this shit.
Yeah.
And like do it good. And like have, you know, other businesses and stuff that run off of this is, to me, I'm just happy with that kind of stuff, bro.
Right. And like even like you mentioned you have a new manager. Your old manager, is that Chris McKee was your old manager?
Yeah.
Okay, so like how did that relationship start?
I bought a show and he came and saw it and saw what I was doing and said I had something, and he basically was like, yo, lock down that market,
mm-hmm.
and I'll fuck with you, and I'll help you. I like your music. I think we can do something.
Right.
But before that, I had won a competition to get a deal with Blueprint Agency that he owned, but he didn't know about the competition, so he knew my name and shit. Like, we knew each other, and he had seen a lot of shit that I had done.
Right, right.
Okay.
But when it came to that actual opportunity, it was like he ended up putting me across Canada on tour.
Nice.
And that's how everything started. Like, he taught me the booking. He helped me with all that. He was, you know, it was a hard, like, when we split, because we were, like, really good friends.
Mm.
So it was really fucked up when we split.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, now I'm, like, older and shit, and, like, I realize, like, he did a lot for me.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I never speak on that shit, like, at all. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm super grateful because he really helped me a lot.
Well, you know, I'd be doing my research, so I'm
yeah.
I'd be popping names out of
there. He's doing good. I don't think he's mad at me anymore.
Mm-hmm. He can't be mad at me. No, you guys had a really like a symbiotic relationship going
on.
You know what
I'm
saying?
He taught me everything, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He taught me a lot of shit. And my new manager now, Valerie Schneider,
mm-hmm.
she's my business, like she's my music partner. She's a partner in the booking agency that we own.
Okay.
And then my business manager as well is another guy. And he's more on like the straight business side, like not even music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's a partner in the booking agency and stuff too.
Okay.
But she taught me, like, she's unbelievable. Like, she's really like the person behind me that gets everything you're seeing being done. Like, you know, Swole Members Tour, Mad mm-hmm. Child's Tour, Fetty Wap's Tour, Nelly's Tour, Akon's yeah. Tour, T.I.'s Tour. Like, that's my company, but she's the one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, people don't even... You know, people don't even know that stuff, like that I own, you know, international touring agency, and like we're responsible for 80% of the tours that are coming into the country at this point. Hip hop.
That
might be a little high. It might be ambitious of me.
No, I think you're around that number.
No. It's not even about that. Like, it just might. I might be wrong.
I think you're wrong, dog. I think you're around that number. Yeah. Between 70% to 80%.
And I'm not, you know, like, I got Swole Members just announced 36 shows. And like, what I'm saying is, I've got a bunch of good people. It's not just me. It's not Now Nickel anymore. Like, Now Nickel is more like my promotion company, my label.
Mm-hmm.
Still my, you know, but it's not the booking stuff no more. Like, that's why, like, you don't see, unless I'm on the tour,
right.
I still post about it. I still posted the Swole Members tour and stuff like that because I still have invested interest in it.
Right.
A lot of invested interest in it. Like, Nino Nickel manages Mad Child.
Okay.
As an artist. And that's something new too, but Nino Nickel manages Mad Child.
Yeah.
International touring agency is Swole Members booking agency.
Hmm. Nice.
So a lot of stuff intertwines now at this time too, right?
Yeah. And even from before, was Nino Nickel, did you guys have Sazy signed to Nino Nickel?
I distributed his record for him. Helped him out with like putting his record out and trying to get him into the grant systems.
Okay.
We just didn't really follow through with it, either of us. Like, we were still moving, but we just, you know, didn't really stay on it as much as we should have, pushing music-wise together and shit. But we talk all the time. Yeah, he's super dope.
Okay, dope.
See, earlier when you said Nelly, what I thought of was with the Bizlow.
Mm. That's the first time me and him met.
That's the first time
met. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, no, he's a lover.
He showed me mad love. Yeah. He showed me mad love. I told him the first time.
That video just started going around him meeting Nelly, and it was like...
Yeah, it went viral.
Yeah. Yeah. That was your show. You put that on.
Yeah, it was my company. It was at the music hall in Oshawa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's I the club. I seen you in the video.
I'm the one who introduced it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Said, "Yo, Nelly, this is Biz Low, a big artist from Toronto," and he's like, "Yo, I just came in here to show you love." Like he literally like the video is funny.
Yeah,
the video is funny.
The video's messed up.
But it's because nobody around knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's why. Were they caught off guard?
He came down the stairs from the green room. I'm the one who said, "Yo, this is nah." I don't know. Maybe it just looked funnier. But like they both showed each other love.
No, like, it was you can tell it was love. It's just like you said, the internet does
the internet thing. Twisted. I didn't really take it as a bad thing when I saw.
No, it's not a bad thing. No. I'm not referring to it to be a bad thing.
Nah, he showed mad love to Biz, and Biz showed him mad love.
Yeah. And free Biz love.
Real shit right now. Real talk.
How is it working with KRS-One?
Oh, man, that was so long ago. Oh, that was a great, it was good. He's really smart. Like, he was at, like, Zay's house, one of the artists that I started Nile Nickel with.
Okay.
And before the show, and he, like, literally talked for, like, 3 hours.
Nice.
And, like, just, like, really educated, you know. I mean, I watch a lot of his videos and shit, too, but I also brought him to Durham College that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the same day as the show, he did it for free too. Wow. He just spoke to everybody. Like, I literally was like, "Hey, bro, I set up," because it was for promo. I could promo in the college about the show. So I was like, "Hey, I set up an interview for you to just talk to the students in the cafeteria."
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Like, wow.
Sick.
Really dope.
Electric from KRS-One.
Wow. Yeah.
He's just really, like, really smart.
He knows super.
Like, about everything.
Yeah.
He knows a lot.
Yeah, I would have loved passionate to have been in that room for that. For real. I would have loved to have been there straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie Down Production, like, yo, come on, man. Yeah, like, yeah. I definitely have to,
That's a pioneer right there.
Yeah.
And even, like, you were talking about D-Block earlier, right? How did that relationship start with D-Block, bro?
I was on tour with Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghostface brought Sheik. And Sheik saw my set, like, one of the nights or something. He was like, "Yo, come play me some records.
Yeah,
come upstairs, play me some records when we get back to the hotel or whatever."
Right.
So I played him some records and shit. We did a record, like pretty much like right away, and then we just kind of just clicked. Like those guys are good to me. Like I went to Yonkers. Well, I stayed in like Manhattan, but went to Yonkers like 2 or 3 nights we were there and just like recorded, shot videos. Sick. He introduced me to Kiss and Styles in Yonkers.
Nice.
Because I wanted to do a Canadian tour with all of them. And they were like, "Nobody can get Styles in Canada." And I told them I could. Like, I know how to do this. Like, better than, like, a lot of people. Like, I got the plug.
Right.
How to do things properly with immigration. And the proper people that can do it. And basically, they're like, "All right, cool." So then I brought Sheik and him back. After that, so him and Sheik came and toured Canada together. Styles P got in for his first time, and the two of them toured together.
Right.
And then after that, I brought Kiss, and then after that, I brought the Lox, and in between that, I brought Sheik and Styles a bunch of times, and that's we just kind of got along really well.
Yeah.
Just built a relationship.
Yeah, and just kept doing business. Plus, they're like that's like my favorite.
Yeah, but you follow through on what you said. So, yo, I can get the man them cross the border.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck with me. I'll get you, man. I'll get you. Fuck with me, and I'll get you cross.
Yeah.
And the man them put faith in you, and you follow true. So
yeah, a lot of people like that.
It only makes sense for them to be like, "Yo, this man."
Yeah, they show me mad love. Like, me and Styles been in, like, where I used to have a studio in, like, one of my best friend's houses. Mm-hmm. And, like, I literally just rented the basement. Nice studio. And me and him being there till, like, 3 in the morning just... drinking after a show and just recording, you just give me verses. Like, they would, they're about their business. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody's about their business. But, like, they were really good to me. Like, I really, really like those guys. Like, they're just cool guys. Like,
yeah.
Three dudes that have been together that long in this type of business.
For sure. Through ups and downs.
You know the good people.
For sure.
Lefts and rights and
yeah.
U-turns and all types of fuckery in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And even, like, you're saying, like, you're on tour with Ghostface. Like, you're on a lot of different tours, right?
Yeah.
And for a lot of, like, younger cats who don't really know that experience. I said this in the beginning of the interview. We have a lot of guys who are getting to really high heights as far as YouTube star.
Stardom.
Yeah, right? But even more than that, but yeah.
And more than that, right?
Definitely.
But there's only a few that are actually touring, right? Yeah. So what's your craziest tour memory?
I'm married and shit.
Boo-boo!
I'm super kidding. No, I actually
have that. That was a good answer, though. That was funny.
Honestly, probably the weather, bro.
Okay.
That people don't realize about Canada. Like, the weather is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, there's times, like, I was on tour with Naughty by Nature. We were in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And Tretch was like, yo, when we get back to Toronto, I'm going to do a record with you.
Yeah,
fuck with you. Like, you've been good this tour. Like, you listen. Like, I was a puppy.
Right.
And he was like, when we get to Toronto, you know, we're going to do something. Bro, we hit Thunder Bay and, like, everything's closed down because the snow is bigger than you've ever seen in your life.
Wow.
And I'm in, like, an Astro van with two of my guys. Like, we weren't. You know, so like
you weren't prepared.
Nah, yeah. And on the Tech 9 tour, we flipped our SUV 6 times.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and we had one of those stupid camping fucking things on top of the SUV.
Okay,
and it saved it from caving in.
Wow!
Flipped 6 times. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow!
So it's like the weather, bro. That's like for me on tour, like that's the worst.
Yeah. It's trust me, I know what you mean. I had a small tour experience with Mocha Only and Decisive.
Yeah.
And we're going all through BC. And the fucking mountains were crazy. You're going around the mountains.
Yeah,
and
no, that shit, yeah, super snow, scary.
And the roads are super small.
Like snowstorms in September.
Yeah. And the trucks are coming the other way, and you're just going around the side of a mountain. I'm like, we're going to die.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
I'm good for now.
Okay.
Let me smoke on this one here. Wu-Tang Clan. 20th yeah. anniversary.
Oh, you had yeah.
all of them, except RZA.
Except RZA, yeah.
But pretty much the rest of the 8 members, minus ODB, rest in peace, ODB, yeah. were here.
Yeah.
How did you pull that off, man?
A lot of help. That's like, I keep explaining it to people because we're doing a Wu-Tang show right now that we're putting together.
Yeah.
It just got, like, it's done. And it's like booking 9 shows in one night.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of good people, a lot of mistakes, you know, get made. But the Toronto show, that show was crazy.
Yeah,
that was I did that with show. Illish, with Illish Music and some of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good friend of mine, too. And that shit was a lot of work for everybody.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. Like, but all of them are coming to Toronto.
You said 9
yeah,
shows, right? So do you have to, like, talk to 9 different managers and stuff like that?
Not 9 different managers.
This is the venues.
But well, now you're really dealing with probably 4 managers, 5 managers. Maybe you're just talking to an agent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know everybody, then you're talking to 4 managers, mm-hmm. 2 brothers, 9 artists. You know what I mean? An agent, maybe a tour manager.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of people. It's a lot of people, and it's a lot of individuals. It's a group, and it's a whole. But it's still 9 different entities.
Yeah,
it's still. It's just a lot of work, but it's really, honestly, it's worth it. It's, yeah. And I'm not even saying it just based off of the live show, like it's what it does for other people and
yeah,
what it does. For, like, it's worth it. It's big. It's,
yeah.
The experience, Wu-Tang Clan, all of the members except for the reason, whatever. Like, that's still big.
Yeah, that was a crazy fucking show.
And then
show.
Kitchener, we just did it with them like about a week ago. It was Cabin Media and our media, Robbie G's company.
Okay.
I never know how to pronounce his company's name, but Robbie G and Cabin Media and myself, they did Kitchener, and the only member that wasn't there was Meth. He had a scheduling issue.
Okay.
So that was the first time I'd seen RZA with all of them, and I was like, wow, it's something. Like, he's, you know, I don't really, like, bump his music and shit, or never really did, but to see him live and, like, to understand the magnitude of what it really is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, he really is that. Like, when you speak about him, they speak about him like that. So
the
I was
habit,
like,
yeah.
He's on
yeah,
some
that's
shit.
It,
yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And like with all the shows that you do, how do you prepare for a stage show? Because, and before you answer that, a lot of guys these days are rapping over their their tracks. They're not even just, you know, you have a hype man, you have breath control, like you're doing a show.
I'm not allowed to do that. Like my actual like business manager, like literally will like look at me like, what, like why are you wasting our time? Like you're wasting everybody's time right now if you're gonna do that. Like they don't want that from me. And I don't think that like that comes from not knowing the records. I mean, I've done it. I'm like, I'm saying this is I've done it, you know. Or maybe I'm halfway through a tour and you're like, yo, I'm dead tonight, play my records. But I'm usually doing TV mixes, so like the hooks are in there. And I've done a lot of features too, so I'm talking about a lot of times hooks weren't even mine. So a lot of times hooks, but like nah, nothing on the verses. Or if they're like freestyles over other people's beats, just backups maybe.
You need to repeat what you said at the beginning. You don't waste our time, because that's what people are doing right now. They're thinking they're showing you a stage show. So please, you know, like let them know that you're wasting our time when you do that.
Yeah, but you need like the hooks and shit.
You need a good DJ. We're thinking about just playing the track and just rapping over the track.
Yeah, like, you need a good DJ.
Like you're not lip syncing, I'm saying. Like some guys are literally lip syncing, bro. And you know what I'm saying? And it's not even only that. I want to know is how do you prepare for like a fucking 40-minute show, that kind of length, right?
I'm good for now.
Because most artists are doing like, most up-and-coming artists are doing 15 minutes.
I kind of take flack for that too. Like if I'm doing solo joints or something, like where I'm headlining the event and it's like a ticketed event, then I'm really, at this point, only doing a 30-minute set.
Well, how do you prepare for that?
Rehearsal. Like rehearsal and speaking to my DJ or like, at least going through, you know, the order of the records, and then before tour, going to the club that I run out of and doing rehearsals.
Okay. You know, and
like just rehearsing, you know. And I mean, Tech N9ne's a perfect example. Like, and I'm nowhere near the like technically the way he is. Like, it's like his choreographing, even just for a rapper, is insane. Because it's not dancing, but he's choreographed like everything down to like the way he holds the mic at what part of the stage, or the way him and Chris Calico turn at the exact same time, or you know, something like that. So you do gotta, I gotta pay more attention myself. Like I can't sit here and say like how to do the best stage show. I mean, I tour a lot and I got a good stage show for sure. I'm good with the crowd.
Yeah,
like super good with the crowd. And I'm at this point in Canada super recognizable, so it's like it's a little bit easier for me at this point. But I'm nowhere near perfect. I'm trying to watch other people's YouTube videos and shit too. I watch everything. Like I'm paying attention to what everybody else is doing too.
You're a student of the game.
So, what crowds do you prefer, American versus Canadian?
What?
Like a Canadian crowd versus an American crowd? What do you think?
I fucked up on my paperwork.
So you only strictly Canadian tours?
No, I haven't toured the U.S. Okay. I've performed in the U.S., but I haven't done like a. I was supposed to do a 65 city tour with Riff. Okay. And I put my paperwork in too late with Christmas. So I wouldn't have had my work permit. I could have gone nothing would have happened. Like, they probably wouldn't have even asked what I was doing. Like, it wouldn't have even been an issue. But we were trying to do it the proper way. And we were just like, you know what? We're not going to rush this.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even like I just didn't go. Like, you know.
Yeah. So I guess that doesn't.
I mishandled it. But I've done like other shows, other places and shit. In the Caribbean and stuff like that.
So even in the Caribbean, what do you like the crowd here versus the crowd in the world?
Every crowd is different.
Yeah.
Every crowd. Calgary Stampede with 50 Cent was the best crowd I'd ever seen in my life. It was like the coolest, like people, like everybody was just cool as shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good crowd.
There's a question I've asked a few other like I've asked other like white rappers, right? Do you ever get white
Macedonia
rapper pushback?
Yeah, Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Yeah. Like when I first started, I was getting it from both sides for sure. From everybody, like definitely. But I mean, that's anything. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. It doesn't bother me. I don't.
Yeah.
I really try. I know it's super real. For everybody, Like I just literally had this conversation with an Asian person the other day because they were. Something happened and they were like super offended. And I was like, yo, listen, that was horrible. Like, it's super real, but like, I personally don't like to even focus on like negative shit like that. So, I mean, if people got something to say about me like that, I'm like, all right, wicked. Like, I didn't hear it. You're really not gonna catch my attention with some stuff like that.
So, my last question, okay? For like the whole 2018, you got
a whole bunch of things that you already have bubbling, right? Mm-hmm. What's your 2018 into 2019 looking like?
A lot of tours. There's a lot of tours coming. Mm-hmm. I got a single out right now that I just dropped with Sean Kingston.
Okay.
Called What It Feels Like. So I'm about to go shoot that video. And like my whole focus right now is radio in Canada, like specifically. Excuse me. So like CHR radio.
Okay. Okay.
Top 40 and stuff. So that's really like my focus at this point. Because like what On A Wave did for me compared to like all the records that I love that I've done are like records that I can just tour on or whatever the people know. That like monetary wise was the biggest thing I'd done. So, and I like that record was like exactly who I am.
Yeah.
Like that record is, you know, who I am. So I'm kind of going to move and just stick to that.
Dope. So I want to hold you for a minute for something we have called our Smoke and Mirror segment. Okay. Before we get to that, I want to run a tune here by DC.
Okay.
Track called Butter.
Butter.
Butter. Bottom lead clack government. Thank you, Samsung.
What you want to sync things during the show?
But Kofi's iPhone. Shout out to you, DC.
My son just left. Rod is king. Hold it down, do your thing. Been on road ever since. I was a youngin', got pinched. And Tubby got benched. Need 100 by the end. Only started with 10. Color money, no pretend, no face where you been. No face. Never pray, just sin. Takesha sings, her voice got a ring. Hello, cha-ching. Diamonds for half of the bling, and I came from the gutter. Just my sis and my brothers. Pop on road, road runners, mom couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, she knows that I love her. No stopping the hustler, bread off the custard. I'm whipping another. You won't believe it's not.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. The tea is exceptionally good today.
So, okay, so our Smoke and Mirrors is basically, and you've experienced this before on our first time over here. It was a little bit more Smoke and Mirror, or half Smoke and Mirrors, half fucking interview that we used to do back in the days, rather than the structure that we have now. So you kind of get it.
What did we call it before, the T?
The hip-hop tea.
The hip-hop
that's
tea.
That's what we used to call it. So
yeah, I think that's what we're calling the hip-hop tea.
Yeah, where we were just talking about like weekly topics and stuff like that. It's evolved. So it's Smoke and Mirrors now. You know what I'm saying? So there's a few things that have been going on in the news, okay? I want to get your opinions on this year, and we'll pass it around the room. Right? So
I haven't had cable for a week, but my shit got cut, so I just got my link back.
Grab that mic right there.
My shit hooked back up last night. I watched the news. I was like, what the fuck? Because it was so quiet for Caribbean the weekend.
Shout
out to the mandem in the city, you know?
Yeah,
well, this is depressing, though.
Niggas knew how to party and relax Caribbean weekend because it was easy, you know? But as soon as Caribbean weekend finished, the bomba clock. Like
crazy.
Hot tub. Yo.
So, in the news, there was a... Okay, German boys freed from global sex abuse ring. And this is something that wasn't really publicized.
What? Right?
I found this on Reddit, okay? And they were like, why is this not in the news? Was the headline on it, okay?
What did you just come with, Fred?
I'm going to break down the story. So German boys freed from global sex abuse ring. German boys were among 19 children freed from the hands of an international child pornographic ring based in Canada and Spain, which made and sold videos of boys being sexually abused emerged this weekend. Spanish police arrested 28 people in 14 cities and said that on Saturday, and 19 of the boys were between 11 and 16 years old. They were found in Madrid, Alcante, and a few different places, right? Just to fast forward. Police said the gang, which the headquarters were here in Toronto.
What the fuck?
Not one of the headquarters. The headquarters was here in Toronto, Canada. Makes money from selling videos of children being abused.
What the?
A single video could be sold for up to 1,000 fucking euros.
So
and
people,
their home base is here in Toronto.
So people are in Spain?
This international fucking porn ring, child porn ring.
Did they arrest
anybody
in Toronto?
Hmm?
Did they arrest the people in Toronto?
I hope they did.
Or did they only get the people in Spain?
Am I lost? Is it porn or just abuse? Like they're just beating the kids?
They're both.
It's both.
Both. It's sexual, physical. It's whatever people are into. Sick people in this fucking world.
And the home base for these videos that are being sold all over the world
is in Toronto.
Is here in Toronto. That's why these motherfuckers were on Reddit like, yo.
And they worry about gun crime.
Trust me.
Right?
People, I make video. I make money.
Not for you. Yeah,
yeah. That's the thing. People were like, why is this not publicized? Right? Nobody's
So that wasn't it. In any news. That was just on Reddit.
We're the first. Is this, you guys heard of anywhere else?
No. I don't have CP24. This is the first I'm hearing of it. This is crazy.
Wow. The CP24, the City That's TV, there's all these different stations. They're not talking about it.
Yo, listen to me, man.
That's because they report so much other stuff. They would have, because the way the internet's so big these days, they would have got backlash like, oh, you guys are worrying about this and that. Listen, and
They were bawling for it, man. They're asking for the shootings. They're bawling for it on the news. So,
the last fatal shooting was 2 weeks ago in the city.
CP24, they're running that all day. Why even put it in the air?
Yeah.
Nothing's going in. Why even put it in the air? All day today. Oh, carfentanil talks.
You know.
But you understand what I'm talking about.
100%. Like, it makes. It's the media shit.
It gives narrative.
Why?
It gives narrative. I don't know if they know.
They know what they're doing.
I'm in the streets. I tell you, nigga. I tell you guys, CP24, because they might watch this. It gives narrative. 100% it gives narrative. It lets niggas know. It lets niggas know that they ain't doing shit. And my hood just got, you know. And like, even the news said we ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like,
that makes
you want to go like do some dumb shit. So it's like, they need to stay away from the topic, even when it's happening.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the more they report it, is the more niggas feel like that's the thing.
Emboldened.
Yeah, that's the trend.
They're putting it in people's minds.
Yeah, man. They need to, I know it happens, but it's been happening a lot.
Well, that's been going on. And it wasn't highly publicized.
This is the joint,
Sorry
to cut you off.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I rolled up. But just to let people know, this is things that are happening that maybe are not publicized on all regular news, right? No. One thing that was on the regular news, and I want to hear y'all thing on this first here. There was a snake found slithering in a Scarborough couple's bedroom.
That's fucked up.
Right? I feel sorry for the lady, man.
I didn't get time to see what that was about. Mm-hmm.
They said when they spoke to the lady, and I have a video of the lady here.
They
said it was 34 pets / snakes, because she said pets first, and then it changed to snakes
that were living. Wasn't just the one.
There was a person who was evicted under her. Who had 34 fucking pets, she said, or snakes.
They said
snakes?
Yeah, previous tenant had pet snakes, whatever, and one might have escaped, right? But when you see the lady on the news in the morning time, she's talking about she's having chest pains and this and that. She's seen the snake in the wall. She's having chest pains. Hold on. She said she must have seen it at like 4 o'clock in the morning, right? So she must have called the super, told the super, say, yo, there's a snake. The super must have been like, yo, whatever, and brushed her off. She called the head office at 9 o'clock. She called the head office at 9 o'clock and told the head office, and then she must have called the news. Because then all of a sudden, CP24 is in her yard showing the snake. And the way CP24 made it is like the snake is there, like terrorizing the people. Like, they seen the snake, it retreated back into the wall, it was in the wall. Lady's up, she's an older Jamaican
big
woman.
Big snake?
It was like, it was 5 foot six, though.
It was a python.
It's a boa constrictor.
There's a man in the news. I'll show you a picture of the guy.
It's not python. It's not venomous. It can't kill you. It's not illegal to have the snake. But the lady is an older Jamaican woman, or she's a Caribbean woman, and you can tell she don't want nothing to do with snakes. You understand what I'm saying? And that's all it was.
She was Caribbean on top of that?
Yeah, I want to say she's Jamaican, but she's a Caribbean woman. You can tell in the way she's talking. She's like, you understand? She don't have nothing to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? So she's already nervous. Yo, my heart, I'm headed, can't sleep. This and that. Because remember, she's seen it at like 4 o'clock. She called a man at whatever. He's like, nah. Then 9 o'clock, she called the people. Then the news, all day she's dealing with it. Yeah. To have some random guy on a bike come true. And get the snake. They don't know where this guy came
apparently
from.
Apparently the guy, because I was watching the report, right? They said that the guy is some kind of snake. He's a snake guy.
Yo, did you see him? You see him in the clip?
He looks like the guy on the...
You know that show that used to be on... What was it called? Billy the Exterminator? You ever seen that show?
I know what you're talking about.
Just like
with
that
the rat
man,
tail and the glasses. Yeah. I know exactly what... Yeah, he had the cowboy hat. He's the exterminator.
I when I see the clips.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. But yeah, the man came in. Like, into that. Oh yeah, people were calling me. Like, he's the guy to call. People were calling me. Yeah. The news were like, yo, nobody knows who this... Yo, nobody knows. The news don't know who this guy is. The news is like, we don't know. Like, this guy just showed up. Like, yeah. And then you see the man just wrangle the snake in the wall. Take the snake. Wrap it around his neck. Man names the snake. Yeah, the snake's name's Leo. I'm naming it now. Yeah. And then as fast as the man came, he was gone. Boom! The man took the snake, and he cut.
Well, the lady asked him, right? She was like,
"You know how much you're probably gonna go sell that snake for? Or go make it breed.
I'm gonna keep it at home. Whatever has a all good home now. Whatever." The lady's like, "I don't believe that's the only one. I think there's more. There's no way that's the only one."
I'm moving out of there still. I hate snakes. I wouldn't even stay in that apartment. I would have been gone from the moment I seen a snake.
I'm pretty sure they retrieved. There's no more snakes, but it's just funny because it's not funny. It's just the lady was just like, I can't, And then as the day goes on, you can hear her demeanor get better. It's like, okay, I'm coping with it now, you know, whatever. Anyways. But,
yeah. Let's get off of these snake motherfuckers.
You're not that still.
Anyway, the last thing we have here in the news here.
It was funny.
A man was charged after allegedly trying to steal a police cruiser in Oshawa. Okay. So let me pull up this news here, CP24 News.
Did it have the age?
Man stole a plane recently, too.
So, Oshawa, 29-year-old man from Oshawa is facing multiple charges after allegedly fleeing the scene of an accident, then trying to steal a police car. Durham police say that the incident took place on Monday afternoon when the vehicle the man was driving was allegedly involved in a two-vehicle crash. The police alleged the man fled the crash site on foot unsuccessfully, tried to steal a civilian vehicle, and was ultimately arrested while trying to make off in the cruiser, with the cruiser.
You hear all the charges racking up?
Man, that is way too much GTA. They say,
his star levels are raising. His stars, yeah, like, he started off with 1 star, then he got in the accident, 2 stars, then he tried to carjack the person, 3 stars.
In GTA, once you hop in the police car, it's like 4 stars, because the helicopter is coming.
That's it, you're done. That's it.
And then if you survive that for like 20 minutes, 10 minutes, and 5 star.
You get out of the circle?
Yeah, you get the 5 star.
Oh, it only works in the movies. You know where they hop in the police car in the scene and cut.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Where's he going to go? You know that shot is GPS. Where's
my question to y'all is, what the fuck's in the water in Oshawa?
Yo, I don't know. Something's going on out there, though.
What's in the water?
Wilding out there.
No, like, no diss to the Oshawa cats that be watching on the YouTube or anything, but crazy things happen over there. Yo, anybody have a crazy Oshawa story? Anybody?
I can't say anything about the shot. I don't got no stories.
I don't personally have any stories. I just be seeing some crazy videos on like Six Buzz and stuff, and it's always like some Oshawa use or something. And it's always some weird, wild, sometimes fire shit going on over there, and I'm like,
Oshawa is wild, man.
Shout out Six Buzz, but I seen a video earlier on Six Buzz where it looked like a man was in a white SUV. I think it was on Western Road. Mm. And the man, the boy then was there and everything. And the man, like, reversed and he peeled off on the white. Yo, the cops were like, they looked stunned the way the man peeled off. The other fed went to.
Oh, I did see that.
You know what's so fucked up? Because those are close to my ends. But then he goes up Western Road.
Yeah.
That's like.
Right into the fire.
That's like,
holy. Yo, you had a clear path. Eglinton, but there's construction over there. I think where it was.
But he's like, smart. He had to go that way.
Yo, because they're all
facing. He couldn't go south on Black Creek.
They're all facing this way. Yeah, because the construction.
There's only one lane right now.
Construction. Yeah. Like, stupid. So he went back up Western Road with the beat up truck. The feds were like.
Because I know once they do the APV, because he's going up Western Road, there's 10 boy in the area. Right?
Waiting.
And,
what?
It's the heart of the West End right there, yo.
And you know what the funny thing is? People don't realize the radio, the sound waves, the radio call, that's the real enemy. It's the radio call.
Yeah.
It travels faster than anywhere you can go.
Yeah, man.
Boom! They're on you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, it was a crazy, crazy.
That was a wild.
Just what's in the water, period.
Yeah. Well,
Oshawa, Toronto, Brampton, Saga, Scarborough. What's in the water, period? Like,
we got too much lead in our water over here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the city's crazy.
So let's wrap this shit up here. I want to get your social medias, all the places where we can find your music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, let's start with all your social medias, like all your platforms or where you want people to find you.
My Instagram is The Real Black of the Don. It's DA Real Black of the Don. Facebook Black of the Don. YouTube Black of the Don. My music is on Spotify and iTunes. But my most classic mistapes, like the other like 10 or 12 of them, was like That Piff SoundCloud.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Johnny, give us your social media. Let the people know where to find you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, don't follow me. If you find me, you find me on Instagram. But go follow everything MTM. Go on the website, everythingmtm.com.
Okay.
We got gear on there. All the videos are on there. Everything's on there. So, yeah, go on there and follow everything MTM on Instagram. All
right. Spoken like a true manager.
Yep.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
SSC _ Hey Herc's on Instagram. You know, that's the platform I fuck with. If you want to see me on this page, it's SSC _ Hey Herc. If you want to see me in the gym training, it's Way Herc. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see me get my train on, you know, some people do. And, you know, shout out Spoiled Smokers Collective. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Free People Association. Shout out SARS, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Beast Mode, doing big things. Shout out Parkdale Peace Project for the barbecue that they just threw. Getting ready to do the back to school barbecue just now, so look out for that. And yeah, We Love Hip Hop season 3. Thank you to Black of the Don and Johnny for coming through. Episode 82, season 3. So this is a big one because the Black was the first time rewinding, coming back through.
82 on the 2 time.
Yeah, there we go.
Sick.
Hit up my website. Y'all know where to find me. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up all my social media platforms. That's Friday Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. Subscribe to our to our iTunes, to our Spotify, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you get all the audio platforms popping. And subscribe to the new YouTube channel, youtube.com/ We Love Hip Hop Network.
And don't unsubscribe to the old channel. But also, I'd like to shout out High Horseman in the building. They're in the green room. You know what I'm saying? H.H. Chase for coming through. Respect the process.
Shout out H.H. Chase. The winner for High Horseman in the building.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Respect the Process winner for July.
July, yes.
Yes, so shout out High Horseman in the building. Thank you again for the sweaters. And big up the man them. Thank you again. Episode 82.
So I'm going to take y'all out with a tune by JB Nonchalant. Let's see what's going on over here. You got that
microphone. She's part of the show. No grab.
JB,
I don't think so.
Nonchalant.
No grab. It's the filter. Get that nice draw of smoke.